Let's bring it home again. I'm showing some comparisons here of how our current administration, the Trump administration, bolstered and supported mightily by many who say that they're followers of Christ, followers of God, are taking steps to make life much more miserable, much more difficult, much harder than it already is for millions of American citizens, not just people who they've met at the border to declare war on their families by tearing the families apart, literally tearing families apart by tearing the children away from the parents, literally often taking the children out of the parents' arms to divide them by hundreds of miles, not even letting the parents know where the children are. How does a child 6 or 7 or 8 years old conduct an investigation to find out where their parents are? What terror, what torture, what evil. But it's not just those who have been met at the border, those who have been within the borders for decades, for generations. War being waged here as well. As Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, part of the Trump administration, has made it clear that he's going to make life much, much harder on people who are receiving public assistance. So here we go. Let's take a look at housing. What percentage of your income do you spend on housing? Now, a lot of experts recommend that we not spend more than 30% of our income on housing. Housing costs should be no more than 30% of our income, but a lot of people struggle because they're spending more than that percentage of their income on housing costs. Now, when it comes to the poor among us, who are receiving public assistance, it is also recommended that they not spend more than 30% of their income on rent. Interestingly enough, the Trump administration, leading the Housing and Urban Development, which is headed up by Secretary Ben Carson, has decided that he's going to change that so that 35% of the poor people's income will go towards rent, which simply means that the government will help with less than they're currently assisting with. They're just going to say, okay, we're not going to give you this 5% that we've been giving. We're going to make you responsible for this additional 5%. Now, it is difficult enough for so many people who are middle class. The struggle is so palpable. And again, largely because our incomes have not been allowed to keep up with the cost of living. Yes, there is such a thing as wisely managing our money. That's important. But when you have 40 years or more of cost of living far outpacing income, the purpose, the goal is to make it harder and harder for people to make it. That's the reason that is necessary now for so many households to have the husband and the wife working just to maintain a decent standard of living. And we have poor people now struggling to survive. They're responsible for 30% of their income, and now the Trump administration, with Ben Carson leading HUD, is saying, okay, we're going to increase it, and we're going to say that instead of being responsible for only 30% of your income, of your housing costs, your rent, you're going to be responsible for 35%. And you may think, an additional 5%, that's not that bad. Well, take whatever your cost of your rent is, the cost of your mortgage is, add 5% to that and see how much more comfortable you will be or how much less comfortable you will be paying 35% than 30%. And remember, they're not changing the laws where as the poor people's income goes up, their rent also goes up. Remember, the way the law is written, it is intended to keep people who are receiving public assistance on the public assistance system. And so when their income increases, their rent increases even more. And so they're going to be really starting out behind the eight ball now because these people who want to do them so much good, who really want to help them so much, are going to increase the percentage automatically. It happens automatically. It is not a matter of the poor saying, okay, we do like that deal. And then, okay, since you like it, we'll go with it. No, it is a done deal. This is going to be forced on them. So the people who are saying we do not want minimum wage to be increased are also saying we do want your housing costs to increase. And we're going to see to it that your housing costs increase. How are we doing when it comes to treating our neighbors the way we want to be treated? And remember in Luke chapter 10, the parable of the Good Samaritan, after being asked the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The Lord Jesus told the story, the parable of the man who was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him of his clothes, beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. The religious people who were supposed to be people of God, who called themselves people of God, saw that man who had been left half dead, and they left him right there. They did nothing to help him. Someone who was theoretically his sworn enemy did not consider that man who was half dead his sworn enemy. The Samaritan and the Jews had a very, very cantankerous relationship. They did not like each other. But this Samaritan was not a part of that. He wouldn't buy into this notion of you Jews and we Samaritans are going to always be enemies. He saw this man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, Jesus letting us know what nationality this man who had been beaten, robbed, and stripped was of. This Samaritan saw him and helped him. And the Lord Jesus said, okay, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way you're supposed to love your neighbor. And this is what you must do to inherit eternal life. So again, I want to ask the question, based on God's written word, how are we doing? Even when it comes to gaining and then holding on to eternal life. And when you see how so many of our leaders so easily treat America's own citizens in this manner, knowing that life is going to become much more difficult for them, intending for it to become much more difficult for them, is it that difficult to see that this same mindset, this same attitude, this same heart can also tear families apart at the border? Remember.